Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
I just had to borrow a guest's reading glasses so I could actually read the script. There you go. We're starting off good. Gregor, you're a good man. There is no better way to connect with someone than through sharing stories. Since February 2011, a community of storytellers has gravitated to the monthly Front Parlor series events in Troy and Albany. From the hilarious to the heartbreaking, the Front Parlor has provided a stage for some of the most engaging and talked about stories in the Capital Region. On February 8th at the Linda in Albany, Front Parlor will celebrate its third year showcasing eight of these storytellers with a special guest, Jeff Zimmerman, who has told his awe-inspiring stories on The Moth and This American Life. Front Parlor hosts are Abby Lublin, who joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
And Gregor Winter. Chuck, who gave me his glasses and is also going to be a part of this wonderful evening, and I thank you for being here as well.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. All right, I can now I can go on
back.
My own. Now I go from memory. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So this is cool. How did this all get started?
Well,
Front Parlor.
Okay, here's storytelling didn't exist in the Capital Region. People were in bars. They were doing trivia, figuring out a lot of math problems and logistics, and you know what I mean. Like, I don't know what they were doing. And then Abby came to town and said, "You know what? These people should be telling stories." And I'll let her take it from there.
So did you think that it wasn't happening at all, or it wasn't formally happening?
No, Gregor is awesomely hilarious and exaggerating. Well, so I moved up here from New York City.
He's telling a story.
Of course, yeah. He's great. I moved up here from New York City 3 years ago and had participated in a storytelling series most people know about called The Moth. I worked at the New Yorican Poets Cafe and we hosted The Moth. And I love the connection that happens when people tell stories live. And I came up here and met really wonderful people. We have an incredible, quirky community here, especially where I am in Troy. And so this is a way to bring people together.
Troy especially.
We love quirk. And it was just a way to connect. It was a way to meet people and really humanize each other. You know, you see beyond color, size, shape, age when we just get to hear each other's stories. So I went around to a few places and, you know, there's usually an off night at a bar. So they don't mind having lots of people come in and drink and eat. So it just started 3 years ago. It was Valentine's Day, 2011. Most people I know can't stand Valentine's Day, so why not celebrate together publicly? Public love.
Yep.
Right. And it's just been growing since then, and people really connect and love it.
You know, you just articulated something that The Moth often does in their promos that we run on the station to promote the show, which is one of the producers saying this show is like telling stories. They've been told that this like telling stories with everybody holding hands. And it's sort of what it is. It makes us seem a little more touchy feely than I guess it actually
sometimes it's
is.
A fist pump.
Yeah. but it's that point that it's safe, and you're telling a good story, and people are there, and they're a receptive, welcome audience.
Oh my God, there is no kinder, more generous audience than the folks that we get to come out at the storytelling.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of stand-up comedy, and the contrast in the audience and their expectations and their attitudes like couldn't be more different.
Well, that's fascinating to me because I've heard that where it's because they're out to see whether you're up to the task, not out to get you necessarily. They're there for a good time, but they're out to see whether you're up for the task. Whereas in this case, and Spalding Gray used to say this as a monologist, where he would come out and they just seem very open to what you have to say.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's the trust relationship.
Yeah.
So comedians are by their nature untrustworthy.
Right.
Right. So a comedian opens a joke and says, you know, hey, I was at this bar the other night. You know, they probably weren't even at the bar the other night. Maybe it was 4 years ago.
Right.
But you know the reason they're telling you that is to set up some joke, some change of direction. Something is, you know, something's coming. So they're like, okay, where's this guy going? So the audience, I think, is inherently a little bit like, okay, I guess I believe you. Mm-hmm. But in a storytelling context, it's like, okay, I'm there with you. You were at this bar the other night. Then what happened, right?
Right.
So, just kind of a different dynamic.
But the difference is that it was really true. You probably were in the bar the other night. Like, I mean, if you start off the story and say, so I'm in recovery room C5 at the medical center with my mother. Well, you're not making that up.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, that's true. That's where you are at that moment.
We like to say that listening is an act of love. And, you know, most people who come to Front Parlor are there to listen. We have a pretty regular group of tellers and we always have some new folks. But if we have a crowd of maybe 50, 60 people, we'll have between 12 and 15 stories. So most people are really there to bear witness and to lend their ears and their active listening. And it does create a very warm environment. Look, the market on cynicism and snark is pretty flush, if that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
That's pretty well covered in our current
media.
We got
that, yes.
Right, pretty saturated. So it's not cheesy. It's not, you know, let's all hold hand and give thanks together. It's just the act of really being patient and quiet and listening and connecting. So I might not have had the same experience as someone telling a story, but I can relate to heartbreak or exuberance, or, you know, a sudden change in the situation. And people really connect, and then they spend time talking about their stories afterwards, or bump into each other on the street and have a very human conversation.
And there is, and getting back to what you're talking about stand-up, but, I mean, there is always that element of humor. I mean, sometimes it can be uncomfortable humor, but it's still very much at the backbone of what you're doing and the story that you're telling.
Certainly, I think a lot of us tend toward the comedic. We like to have those moments in the stories where we can, you know, find a laugh and get people to kind of, you know, relax that way. Mm. But I like the art form kind of offers you the entire range of possibilities of human experience. So for me, it's like humor definitely is one of the things that I really love going to, but it also gives me the freedom to, you know, to be sad and sentimental and other things that I, you know, I certainly couldn't get away with doing stand-up.
And I think the great thing about Moth and other opportunities where storytelling is done is that it's opened up this world that you get the idea that really anybody can do it, which goes against the notion that I always grew up with, that it was only the Irish and Southerners.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, like, I meet people in my day-to-day life who are like, who will tell stories, and I was like, you should come down to tell that story in front of 40 people in a bar, and they're like, no, 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 no. But yeah, we're out. Everyone
Everybody has stories.
Has a story.
This is what it means to live. I mean, you have your story. You go to the doctor, you tell a story. You are, you know, in court, the better story wins. I mean, all of our lives, it is the great biological imperative to tell stories. So to say that someone says, oh, I don't really have a story. Well, you might be uncomfortable on a microphone in front of people, but you definitely have a story.
Yeah.
Which brings up, I mean, there is an entertainment aspect to it. I mean, you are performing to a certain extent. And I guess that's sort of where the coaching comes in of getting the person ready for that.
Some people have shtick. There's definitely some people have their ways and their...
Or just a comfortable nature of telling a story.
We don't coach. We give a theme and people show up and
now,
throw their name.
Now, Moth does, right?
They have different series. They have a kind of a story slam where anybody can show up and throw names in the can, and those are very much amateurs. And then they have a main stage, which is more coached and more of a bit more of a planned show.
Mm-hmm.
So they have different levels of engagement.
Yeah, and so for the folks who are going to be at the Linda, we have worked with some of them, not all. Some of them are kind of good to go right out of the box.
Right.
Others we have done some coaching and some work with. For me, like, I really love the people who technically aren't accomplished, but still, like, they're something completely raw and true is coming out of them. So for me, it's like I wouldn't necessarily want to be like, okay, here's some ways to make this story more, you know, smooth and cohesive and stop, you know, saying ah and so much or whatever. But sometimes there's just something really great about the untrained storyteller. But then again, you know, sometimes people, like, you know, you'll recognize a thing where you're like, oh, if you would just kind of tweak this thing and not give so much backstory about this particular thing. So there, I try to be very sensitive when I give feedback to people.
Right. Because you don't want to ruin the story.
Yeah.
Right. But yet you want to make sure that you get to the point and all is not lost.
Right. Yes.
But we get a great range. I mean, we're talking the randomness of people coming and saying they want to tell a story. And there's always, we always cover sort of the sublime, the ridiculous, different styles of storytelling. It's the randomness actually brings us a great variety.
This event will take place on Saturday, February 8th at 8 o'clock. And it's the Front Parlor Storytelling, and it will take place, as I said, Saturday, February 8th at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information on our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Abby and Gregor, I thank you so much for being with us this morning. Have a blast on the 8th, and I know you have a great crowd. Thank you very much for the great work you're doing in the community.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you,
a pleasure.
All right.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.